50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. At 7 o'clock, you know what we do on Fridays. Vibe check. 412-928-9370. Get in line. We'd love to hear from you. Do you think the Steelers win the game? Give us some predictions. Give us some player predictions. 412-928-9370. All around the topic of, will the Steelers beat the Colts? That's also the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Doran, you say there's a team that could throw a wrench in the whole Justin Fields contract deal with the Steelers. And I've thought about it during the break. I got a couple of guesses. Miami. Bang.
Yep. Think about that situation. Now, I don't know what, like, so say that Tua does elect to retire. I don't know what type of exempt that they would have with his contract. But say that there is an exempt out there where they can accrue some of the money but also give him a guarantee. I don't know how that works. They are willing to give out money, as we've seen. I mean, Jaylen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, even signing Odell Beckham. And I don't even know if he's played this year. But they are a lucrative franchise. They need a quarterback, and that would be very sexy if I was to Justin Fields. Like, if you're Justin Fields, okay, if there's any other situation and you love this coaching staff and they've done what they made you into a quarterback and you like it here, man, Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, you know, Mike McDaniel, offensive, you know, like that would be very in Miami, living in Miami.
Yeah.
That would be very enticing.
Yeah.
And that's the team that I think that could throw the wrench, because they are willing to spend some money and they have a high powered offense that would be enticing to any quarterback. That's that one team.
The one thing the Steelers have in their back pocket, though it's costly, is the franchise tag.
Yeah.
It is costly. And you'd have to see a lot to be willing to give that kind of guaranteed money.
What is it?
That'll be, what, the average of the top five QBs. So it'll be a lot of money. It'll be a lot of money. We'll get back into the quarterback stuff over the course of the show. Duh. We'll do a vibe check coming up next. But, man, how can you be a sports fan and watch what happened to Oakland last night and all those fans and not feel something?
Ugh.
I just think about my childhood and going to Pirates games. And really, I saw John Parrotto tweet out he's been covering the team for 37 years. They've only had a winning season in 7 of them.
Right.
You know, I've been alive now for 33, going on 34 years. I've seen 3 playoff teams in my cognizant lifetime. And yet, growing up, my relationship with my grandparents, my relationship with my mom, my relationship with some of my friends really grew and were developed from going to ball games at PNC Park. And it really struck me last night, when there's 50,000 people there in that stadium, the number of kids who their parents had those experiences and now they're not going to get to have those experiences, all because of greed.
Yep.
Oh God, it's gutting. There's not.
That was happened to us though, with the Penguins.
I wondered before, I think outwardly on the show, I think I've asked the question, would you have rooted for the Kansas City Penguins? And my answer then was, yes, I love hockey. I'm going to root for that team. I'll buy a package. I'll watch them because I want to watch a dang hockey team. Then I see last night, I would be so mad at ownership.
Yep.
So heartbroken, devastated. I don't know that I'd ever watch another Major League Baseball game unless my town got a team back.
Yeah.
If I'm an A's fan yesterday, I am not an A's fan tomorrow, I don't think.
That's it. That would be it for me.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. All memories. That is sad. Like, I watch a lot of clips, and, you know, some even people who've worked there for 50 years, you know, that's their life, and now it's just, it's all done. It's crazy.
It's not, you know, a loss of a loved one. It's not a breakup, some of the worst things you go through. But as far as sports and on that plane, relative to other sports-related things, it's worse than 13-9.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse than losing a Super Bowl when Neil O'Donnell throws a couple picks.
It's worse than having, you know, the year that they had last year and somewhat the year that they had, like, just losing seasons. Like,
absolutely. It's just up and vanished.
Gone.
Gone.
Man.
Horrible. I feel so bad for those fans out there. And
they lost their football team, too.
Right. And so think about this. Last week, the 49ers played at the Rams. The entire stadium red. There's 75,000 49ers fans there for a home game for the Chargers. And you think about what the XFL, there's like 30,000 fans going to the games in St. Louis. St. Louis fans cared about their football team.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. could give two rips about the dang on Chargers.
Care. Couldn't care. Couldn't care less.
Or the Rams. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Give us a ring on that Fan Hotline. Vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers, Colts? Do they win? Who are the big players? What are the keys? We'd love to hear from you. We'll give you our thoughts when we come back. But first, Fan Weather, it's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing, up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Rain scattered throughout the day, a high of 75 degrees. KDK will give you some more details. Bang.